So after 35 years in business, you can imagine I've had many setbacks in my career that has caused willpower fatigue, complete burnout, and a lot of other things, maybe even some mild depression at times. Who knows? But I can't get down. Multiple reasons why I say that. I can't get down. It's not an option. I don't know if it's my faith in God, my personality, my mental toughness. But I get down, but a very, very, very short time. I just don't allow myself to get down, and I don't want other people to see me down. I don't want my team to see me down. I don't want my customers to see me down. I don't want my family to see me down. I just don't allow that. And some of you will say, well, you've got to let it out. I let it out. Trust me. It's a very short burst, but I let it out. And I've got that under control just fine. But there's just been a lot of setbacks. And, you know, I just want us to know, while Jesus didn't say anything about getting down and staying down or anything like that, but the concept of overcoming hardship and rising again is very evident in his teachings. And particularly in Matthew 11, 28 through 30, he says, "Come to me, all who are weary and are burdened, and I will give you rest." Man, if that's not refreshing, I don't know what is. This verse encourages us to come to Jesus when we feel overwhelmed, implying that even when life knocks us down, knocks us straight down, unexpectedly, we can find strength and renewal in Him. And I've learned this, that me and God are a majority. And that's just the way it is, okay? And know this, willpower fatigue isn't a sign of weakness. It's a reminder to reset, recharge, realign with purpose. And if you don't know God, get to know Him, because He is in charge of resetting, recharging, and realigning. Today we're going to talk about the willpower drain, why discipline fades, and how to recharge. Hey, this is Greg McAfee, and welcome to the Greg McAfee Show. Now let's get started. Welcome back to the Greg McAfee Show, where we discuss steps to successful entrepreneurship, how to take our business to the next level, and ultimately follow our dreams. Again, today we're going to be discussing the willpower drain, why discipline fades, and how to recharge, reset, and realign. All right, first I want to talk about the signs of willpower fatigue. And I must tie in multiple things when I talk about this. I must tie in physical, personal, and basically just life. Because if you don't have those first three things, you're not going to have a business anyway. You've got to have a life. You've got to be physically fit. You've got to be healthy. And you've got to have a personal, you've got to do things personally. It's your business. It's your life. You've got to own it. So, number one, some signs of willpower fatigue is difficulty making decisions. And we kind of get stuck in the muck of business, of problems, putting out fires, all those types of things. Small decisions feel overwhelming or exhausting. Don't let yourself get there. Notice it quickly. Okay, I think that's an issue. When I say I just won't allow myself to get down, I notice things quickly and I've got to fix them. I mean, I got to fix it. What do I need to do to get back up? What do I need to read? Who do I need to talk to? All those types of things. That's got to happen. And so craving, number two, craving unhealthy habits. we're more likely to indulge in comfort food, procrastination, impulsive behaviors, unhealthy behaviors. And we've got to recognize that too. It's recognizable. If you're doing things you don't normally do or haven't done in a long time, yellow flag, red flag, be aware. And number three, reduced focus. We're not just as clear as we used to be. And it becomes harder to concentrate on tasks that require discipline. And this is not on here, but, you know, if you find yourself coming in later, if you find yourself leaving earlier, if you find yourself always wanting to get alone or get away, those are also signs of willpower fatigue. And number four is just flat out irritability. You're irritable. And maybe you're hearing it from your spouse. Maybe you're hearing it from your kids. Maybe you're hearing it from your coworkers if they have, if they're bold enough to tell you that. And like I've said many times, I want to surround myself with bold people who can tell me that. I don't need yes, yes people trying to please me and blow smoke all the time. I don't need that at all. I'm not going to get anywhere if I have those types of people around me. I need people to tell me, what are you so irritable about today? Or, hey, what's going on, man? I've noticed you're a little short with people today. You know when you're irritable. I know when I'm irritable. And maybe I just don't feel the best, but I'm irritable. Maybe we're not where we should be in the numbers, the finances. Maybe we're not where we should be spiritually, personally. And remember, guys, this is the clean version. You know, I gave a Bible verse at the get-go. You won't hear that too many places. This is the clean version. I'm a Christian. I talk about these things. A lot of you people watching, listening like that. You also do. So we've got to recognize that when we're not where we need to be spiritually, we can also become irritable. So think about it. And lastly, giving in to temptations that we normally would not. Red flag. Red flag. So signs of willpower fatigue, difficulty making decisions, craving unhealthy habits, reduced focus, and irritability. All right? And those are signs. Here's causes of willpower fatigue. Constant decision-making depletes mental energy. Are you delegating enough? Are you relying on other people to help you make decisions? Are you getting good counsel? Do you have a business coach? Do you have a board of advisors? Are you getting enough help personally? I just said something today that I am successful, and you can define success as anything you want. But I feel that one of the reasons why I am successful is I am not afraid to take advice. And if I ask for advice from someone who I trust, and that's really the only people I'm going to ask for advice from, I'm probably going to implement some of what they say. I'm not asking advice for my health. I'm asking for advice so I can get better. Okay? I hate giving advice to people and they never, never do what I ask or say or suggest. And there are some things that we're going to disagree with and you're going to go, I just can't do that. And that's fine, but it shouldn't be all the time. Okay. Don't waste your time or mine asking me for advice if you're not going to implement anything I say, even though I've been there, done that, and been very successful at it. All right. So we've also got number two, suppressing emotions. A lot of people hold emotions in too long. Personally, at the get-go, I said, I can't get down. I let my emotions out extremely fast. There's no holding in for Greg. If you look up the Myers-Briggs personality test, I'm an ENTJ. And ENTJ are considered commanders. We don't hold things in. We're going to get it out, move on, get it out, discuss it quickly, and then we're moving on to the next fix, okay? And that's just the way it is. Do a Myers-Briggs personality test. They're free. See what letters you are, and then look up the personality page and read more about you. You need to know you. And then I do it. I've done it several times with my leadership team, so we know each other better. We have to work with each other. And guess what? We're all different. And number three, multitasking. When I say be good at delegating, that's different than multitasking. And sometimes we can multitask. We're going to do it because we're the only ones who can do it right. Okay? That's not right. And you're causing your own willpower fatigue. So you're spreading your mental energy too thin. If you want mental toughness, you can't spread your mental energy too thin. All right? And then lastly, number four, unrealistic goals. Let me say this carefully. Some of you guys are watching and listening to the wrong people. You're listening and watching and following these people that can tell you you can be great and wonderful and you got this and you can hit multi-millions in sales real fast just like they did. Bull crap. Most of that is bull crap. And they're sucking you for your money dry. Okay? They're getting everything they can because this sounds good and there's a lot of hype. You can do this. That's bull crap. Most of it is bull crap. The demographics that you are in, the climate you are in, your experience that you have, you cannot do that. Realistically, if you grow 20% a year, you're killing it. Because in 5 years, you've doubled. Now, if you're in the first or second year, you ought to grow a lot faster than that. But we're not talking about that. We're talking about the people that have been in business 10 years, and they hire these people to help grow their business, and they're telling them that they could double and triple real fast. That's bull crap. I would love to have a debate with them on this because that's bull crap. And you know what? Most of them are in a 5 to 10 million population of serving people, extremely hot climate, and they have a gift for business. And they're business savvy. Not everybody is. And it takes a while to learn that. And you cannot do 100 million in sales, or you can't do 50 million in sales when you've only got 500,000 in your population and you're only serving 250,000 homeowners. Okay? That's just not how it works. That's not reality. All right? You'll be lucky to do 7 million. And that's killing it. And you should be happy with that, especially if you're keeping 20 to 30% net profit. That's the key. I can net profit more than guys doing double me. That's the key. Do you want to make more or you want to keep more? It's up to you. All right? So, causes of willpower fatigue, constant decision-making, depletes mental energy, suppressing emotions, multitasking, and unrealistic goals. They'll get you every time. All right, so we've went over the signs, we've went over the causes, and we haven't touched all of them. Believe me, we're keeping this to 20 minutes or so. The average sitcom's 20 minutes today without commercials, and it tends to be that's what people like. So I keep it somewhere between 20 and 30 minutes, and that's about as far as I go. I'm not into an hour, two-hour podcast. I won't watch them anyway. I won't watch them. If you want to watch them, they're out there, but you won't watch it here at the Greg McAfee Show because they're going to be about 20 minutes. That's just the way it is. And most of you say you enjoy that. All right, anyway, how to combat willpower fatigue. Number one, stay in the success manual. What is a success manual? Well, this is just one kind of one. I mean, this is one kind of one. This is the John Maxwell Leadership Bible. And there's multiple versions of this Bible, but it's the whole Bible, And it's the New King James Version. This is, there's multiple versions. And there's millions printed. But this is the Bible. And then it's got a leadership style to it. Let's put it that way. It's good. Good stuff. You can look up stuff and find all kinds of stuff on leadership. I just have this here, but I have one at my desk, and it's all scribbled in. I read it most every day. Stay in the success manual, because if God came down to you today and said, hey, I've got a success manual, will you read it? And every one of us will go, yes. And he said, this is sitting on your shelf or nightstand collecting dust. It's my success manual for you. Read it. There you go. All right. There's a around 100 verses in the Bible that deal with fatigue and stress. It's a success manual. It will help you. All right, number two, prioritize important tasks early. Don't let them linger. Tackle challenging decisions or tasks when your willpower is the strongest. And a lot of times that's in the morning. It really is. You might be a night owl, but the strongest time for you where your willpower is the strongest is often in the morning. Get in there early. Read the Bible early. Read the success manual early. Get going. Make things happen early when you're the strongest. And then, number three, develop habits. Boy, habits are doing things over and over. Try to do the right things over and over. Because I'll tell you this, you can create a good habit, you can create a bad habit, you can create positive habits, you can create negative habits. You can create habits that hurt people. You can create habits that hurt you. It all depends on what you want to do. But for this purpose, we're talking about positive habits. And develop them. This reduces the need for constant self-control. Develop good habits. Do them over and over and over until they become a habit. Back in my day, way before, in my late teens, man, I started smoking cigarettes. I didn't like the first cigarette I smoked. I smoked more until they became a habit. Unfortunately, the first beer I ever drank as an early teenager, I liked the taste of it. Didn't help me. I became a young alcoholic and drank for one reason and got into a lot of trouble and even got in trouble drinking in the Marine Corps. I haven't had an alcoholic beverage for 37 years or so, and maybe 38, but it became a habit in my life. It became a habit of what I did right after work. It became a habit of what I did on Friday and Saturday nights. It became a habit, and I want to develop today. I develop positive habits. Positive habits. All the positive habits I have today. Eating better, exercising, working out, all those positive habits, reading the right things, drinking the right things, all those types of things, man. It's about developing positive habits. Number four, practice self-compassion. Don't be too hard on yourself. We're not that good, but we're not that bad. Don't be so hard on yourself. It's okay to be initially a little hard on yourself. Why did I do that? I got to fix this. I got to change. That's okay. Then do it. But don't beat yourself up all the time. It also lessens your confidence in yourself, and that's not good. You're not going to be successful with low confidence. So practice self-compassion and aim for excellence. I mean, I know Vince Lombardi said, aim for perfection. We know we're not going to hit it, but we're going to hit excellence along the way. That's fine. But aim for excellence in all you do. And if you don't hit it, try next time. But don't beat yourself up over it. All right.
take breaks. What did you say, Greg? Take breaks. We all need breaks. First 10, 20 years in business, I didn't take enough breaks. I didn't take enough vacations. I didn't take enough time off. And it did finally catch up to me. But take breaks. Short rests. Take a power nap. Shut your office door. Take a power nap somewhere. I mean, Elon Musk sleeps under his desk sometimes all night. Take a power nap somewhere. And replenish that mental energy. Sometimes just a 10, 15, 20 minute power nap will do it for you. Number six, fuel your brain. Avoid added sugars. Try to have healthy carbs. It all, again, I said at the beginning, I'm going to be talking about physical, personal, and life. It's no sugar carbs, added sugar carbs. That makes you tired. And healthy carbs can help maintain focus and discipline. Now, personally, I eat a ton of protein, but I've got to get some healthy carbs in there for energy. Number seven, lastly, set realistic goals. We just talked about that. We said the causes was unrealistic goals, so we have to set realistic goals. Break large tasks into smaller tasks. One of the keys to success, break large tasks into smaller, achievable steps to avoid being overwhelmed. Think about it. Break them into small steps and then do them. And then celebrate those. Celebrate those. Your psyche will appreciate that. Your future self will appreciate that as well. So very important. So we've got stay in the success manual for life. Prioritize important tasks early. Develop habits. Practice self-compassion. Take breaks, more breaks. Fuel your brain and set realistic goals. Good stuff. And know this, willpower is like a muscle. Strengthen it with daily wins and it will carry you through all the challenges you face. It really will. Okay? I hope this helps. So before we wrap up, if you're watching on YouTube, don't forget to like and subscribe below. You can also support this podcast by rating and reviewing on iTunes or your preferred listening platform. Don't forget to like us on Instagram and Facebook at The Greg McAfee Show, no spaces, no underscores. Keep listening. I'll do my best to keep challenging you. Thanks for listening. And as always, carry on. God bless. Make this day the best day of your life because we're not promised tomorrow. I'll see you later.